Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 3rd. The grains closed mixed with July corn up a quarter cent, closing at 370 and three quarters. July beans down a penny, closing at 842 and a quarter. That's a new low, contract low, and low close. July wheat down 6 cents, closing at 438. Wheat was down. The Kansas tour is just showing the wheat is in too good of situations out here. The crop ratings say the wheat's doing really well. So despite the funds being heavily short, they decided to put some shorts back out here again today. The corn market tried to rally most of the day here from the opening. We closed at just a quarter cent higher in July. Obviously, it's going to be raining next week. The Mississippi River is flooding. And there's plenty of talk of prevent acres, and we could lose some acres. There was a report out today that cold, wet weather during planting and delayed planting can cause as much damage as a summer drought. I don't agree with that, but that's what the report said. I think it came from the University of Illinois. But that added a little support to the corn as well. I guess guys are thinking with the Mississippi River shut down, it's going to delay any export sales on the beans for a while. And that could be a little bit negative. So the funds really didn't give the beans much of a chance in here today. We had one early rally in the first hour. We rallied about 7 cents off the lows. And then we spent the rest of the day giving it all back and making a new low in the aftermarket session. So certainly not good action in here. New low close. Funds have got to be short somewhere close to 200,000 contracts, I'm guessing. So, you know, are they oversold in here? Yeah, they are. We're going to rally anytime soon. I think we could do it Monday if we see the corn, you know, sharply higher. I just don't see the beans moving lower if the corn's higher. I think the funds are really in some serious trouble out here in terms of the corn, and they might want to save some face by buying some beans, but we've got to give them a reason, and that would be if we could see the corn really move sharply higher next week. Corn's done a good job of rallying 20 cents off the lows. If we can get another couple of cents, another dime out of the corn, get December close to $4, I think it might be a good spot to get some more hedges on. So, you know, hopefully we can see some more rally in here, give an opportunity to sell some more grain. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.